Russia's open door, Ukraine warns of rapid deployment risk. Ukraine has warned that Russia could deploy troops to bases in Belarus at any moment, even as Kyiv reports no current Russian military buildup near the border. The assessment reflects a concern that the infrastructure for rapid deployment already exists, meaning traditional warning indicators such as large-scale troop movements may no longer provide adequate advance notice. Belarus shares borders with three NATO members, Poland, Lithuania, and Latvia, and Russian forces positioned there could potentially threaten the Suwalki Gap, the narrow land corridor between Belarus and the Russian exclave of Kaliningrad that connects the Baltic states to the rest of the alliance. That corridor has long been identified by NATO planners as a critical vulnerability. Russia has also reportedly added electronic warfare systems to its Shahed drones specifically to jam Ukrainian interceptors, a technological escalation that, if effective, would alter the calculus of Ukraine's air defenses. The development illustrates the rapid adaptation cycle of the conflict. When Ukraine developed effective countermeasures against Iranian-supplied Shaheds, Russia responded with jamming capabilities. Armenia's decision to hold its first military parade in a decade signals a continued drift away from Moscow. The country has pursued closer ties with Western nations, joined the International Criminal Court, and conducted joint military exercises with U.S. forces. Steps that represent, in the view of regional analysts, a fundamental realignment away from Russia's traditional sphere of influence following the deterioration of relations since the 2020 war with Azerbaijan. Japan's unusually blunt response to Russian criticism at the United Nations, calling it ridiculous, reflected how seriously Tokyo views Russian military activities near disputed territories. Taken together, the developments across Ukraine, the Caucasus, and East Asia suggest that U.S. and NATO military planners are managing potential conflicts on at least three major fronts simultaneously, a multi-theater challenge not seen at this scale since the early Cold War.